Here we are again in the midst of another Christmas seal sale, the 38th annual drive for tuberculosis funds, not only in our little state of Delaware, but throughout the area of our United States. I remember very well when the first Christmas seal sale was launched in Wilmington, Delaware in 1907. Many people thought that financing tuberculosis work by the sale of little pieces of paper less than an inch square would prove in time just another fad. I always had the greatest faith in its future. But even to me, its originator in this country, its growth has been phenomenal. Throughout the years, I have never been too much concerned about the amount of money to be raised. The goal of the first Christmas here in Delaware was $300. $3,000 was raised. But that was not the greatest result of the campaign. I will never forget the message Jacob Riis sent me during that historic campaign. He said, everyone who knows this stamp wants to know what it means. And when they want to know, the fight is won. It is because they do not know a few amazingly simple things that people die of tuberculosis. Since its beginning, the Christmas seal has kept faith with its contributors, and as long as it continues to do this, its success is assured. During the past few years, the Christmas seal has had to meet another challenge, the possibility of a wartime increase in tuberculosis. Already we hear of tremendous gains in tuberculosis deaths in some of the warring countries. We in this country can thank our God that so far this health enemy, as old as war itself, is not getting the upper hand among our people. If this happy situation can be maintained, it'll be a wonderful tribute to the organized fight against an enemy that has taken more lives through the ages than all the wars combined. In 1907, our little group of workers was primarily interested in the saving of lives and the education of citizens in our own community. But we soon realized that the Christmas seal was too big an idea to keep in Delaware. 10 years ago, I said the Christmas seal is a symbol of coming victory over an already half-conquered enemy. How happy I am to know that today the saving of lives and the progress of education continue in greater and greater numbers. But we must not forget that this enemy we've been fighting for so many years has now been rearmed by its greatest ally, war. The thousands of tuberculosis workers, doctors, nurses, public health officials, and the millions of contributing citizens must continue to join their forces against its invidious foe. None of us can afford to take a health vacation in these trying times. This nationwide group of efficient and interested people may be called upon for a worldwide vision in the post-war period, just as our little group of workers did in 1907.